This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The songs of composer Stephen Sondheim are part of America's cultural DNA, the soundtrack from West Side Story, Sweeney Todd, and Gypsy. But his music runs through the veins of a British star of musical theater, Maria Friedman, most of all, one of Sondheim's lesser-known works.
Bending with the road, gliding through the countryside. Merrily we roll along, catching at trees.
Merrily We Roll Along is a story about three young friends whose lives are linked through the decades. It's about youth and promise and loyalty and disappointment. And it spans the Kennedy era, Vietnam, and the introductions of the pill and the answering machine. Merrily opened on Broadway in 1981. It closed after 16 performances. A decade later, the show was revived in out-of-the-way Leicester, England, where Friedman starred in it. 20 years after that, she directed a new incarnation in London, and it was a massive hit. Now Friedman's production has come home to the United States at the Huntington Theater in Boston. Friedman watched it from the audience Wednesday night, and yesterday she told us she feels like it's come home.
Because it's an American piece, all the references. This audience here in Boston is the smartest audience I've ever been around.
I bet you say that to all the cities.
I really don't. I really don't. I live in London and I love London, but a lot of it went over the head of London because it's so steeped in American history all the way through the show.
So when you, for instance, staged the scene about the Kennedys, maybe you can describe this for us because we want to play a little bit of music from it. I mean, this scene seems like it's made for not only an American audience, but a Boston audience.
Yes.
Because we are so... integrated in the Kennedy family, and everybody knows the names of all the Kennedys. And,
yes.
And maybe can set up this one scene.
Well, it really was just talking about how there was a dynasty, a bit like a royal family, and how if all the people, the rich, beautiful people in succession, you'd still have a Kennedy now in the White House.
Let's listen to this. This song is Bobby, Jackie, and Jack from the Boston performance at the Huntington.
With Bobby
and Jackie
and Jack, the White House is under attack. 8 years is the limit, but 8 will do.
By then there'll be Bobby
and Teddy too.
Or Peter or Stephen.
Or even you.
And then there's the Colonel.
Colonel?
Major?
Major?
You know.
Sergeant?
Yes.
Dozens to take up the slack. If anything goes out of whack. And someday elections will be unknown.
Because each of our kids will ascend the throne.
And their kids have more kids with kids of their own.
It's sort of a family knack. Till most of the nation's made up of relations of Bobby and Jackie and Jack and Ethel and Ted and Eunice and Pat and John.
So the Boston audience responded really well to that.
They screamed the place down.
Does London get that?
They really don't know.
Oh, they don't.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is that if they? I mean, they did. It's beautifully staged. And it's very funny, and you can get the point. But the book is by George Firth, who's no longer with us. I wished so much last night that he was alive because, you know, Merrily's had a checkered past. But that audience understood and were moved by his writing, and I just wished he'd been there to see that.
George Firth and Stephen Sondheim were present at the rehearsals when you played the lead role in this in 1992 in Leicester, in England.
That's right. And they actually rewrote around us.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
It was quite incredible.
I don't know how much interaction you had with them, but I just wonder now that you're directing the show, what do you take from how they might have guided you as now as a director, as you guide young actors?
Humor. Absolutely. That you don't play the dark. The dark's there. You don't play the clever. The clever's there.
Did you hear that from them?
No. I just gleaned it. I felt they were always looking for the joy. I just know that they were both such amazingly witty people.
You know, you can hear the affinity you have. I want you to tell me more about that because you have a one-woman show as well as directing Merrily at the Huntington Theater in Boston. You have a one-woman show that you're performing one night only, and that's this coming Monday night at the Huntington, where you're going to be singing the songs and telling stories of Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim. You have dug very deeply into Sondheim. I want to know the similarities, maybe, or the differences between Bernstein and Sondheim, and what draws you to both?
I'm drawn to both because they're both geniuses. Let's not beat about the bush. They're as good as it gets. They had a huge amount of creative life together, huge humor and wit.
There's a really wonderful video of you singing Children Will Listen from Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. And you sang this on Sondheim's 80th birthday. It was an enormous concert in London. Let's hear a little bit of it.
What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you put in its head. Things that your father and mother had said, which were left to them too.
You look so much, as you sing that, like you're channeling something. And maybe it's because you're a really good actress. But like, what was going through you when you're singing it in honor of the composer?
Well, the word honor is the first thing that comes up. I just really believe that as a director or as a performer, I'm a vessel for his work. And I want to honor it, strictly honor it, that it's about communication. He believes in communication. I believe in communication. Those ideas that come fast and furiously.
So you didn't have to doll it up?
No. It's a very exacting craft, singing his work. And don't get in the way of it.
Maria Friedman, thank you. Really nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Maria Friedman directs the Huntington Theatre Company's season opening production of Merrily We Roll Along by Stephen Sondheim. The show runs through October 15th, and she's going to be taking the stage herself at the Huntington Monday to present an evening of music by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim. It's called Lenny and Steve, the Music of Bernstein and Sondheim.
Children!